This is a Fox News alert. I'm Roger Stern. A judge in Minnesota has sentenced ex-police officer Kim Potter to 2 years for manslaughter in the death of a 20-year-old black man, Dante Wright. Potter had mistakenly grabbed her gun instead of her taser when she shot him. Potter was in tears as she addressed the court today, apologizing to Wright's family.
To the family of Dante Wright, I am so sorry that I brought the death of your son, father, brother, uncle, grandson, nephew, and the rest of your family.
The 2-year sentence is far less than the minimum 6 years that prosecutors had requested. Vice President Harris is in Munich meeting with the leaders of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia to talk about European security as the U.S. and its allies worry that Russia could invade Ukraine at any point.
We have made clear and will continue to make clear that as we are willing and able and committed to the deterrence and the defense issue on this matter, we are also concerned and prioritize the importance of diplomacy.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are also in Europe, keeping in close contact with NATO allies. In Ottawa, Canada, authorities are cracking down on the trucker convoy blocking traffic over vaccine mandates.
Arrests have started. They actually started when two of the organizers of the convoy were arrested and taken into custody on charges related to mischief and a few other charges related to obstruction.
Grady Trimble with the Fox Business Network. Repeating our top story, ex-Minnesota police officer Kim Potter has been sentenced to 2 years in the accidental shooting death of 20-year-old Dante Wright. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Once again, some Amazon workers are trying to organize a union. Fox's Ginny Casolo tells us that workers are looking at this at two facilities.
Amazon workers in Bessemer, Alabama are voting by mail now on whether to join the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union, and the National Labor Relations Board says workers at a warehouse in Staten Island, New York are scheduled to vote in person between March 25th and 30th, with the ballot count on March 31st. If either vote is successful, it will be the first time an Amazon facility has been unionized. The NLRB ordered a new election in Alabama after saying the company destroyed trust in the first election. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
In the UK, millions of people have canceled travel plans and are battening down the hatches because of a major storm causing high wind gusts. London Mayor Sadiq Khan on the dangers being posed.
First responders are worried about as a consequence of winds up to 80 miles per hour. But you could have a situation where trees are falling down, where there's debris flying around, roof tiles, garden furniture, scaffolding, and other debris, and that leading to the potential of real harm to Londoners.
A big day for bobsledding at the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
Four-time U.S. Olympic bobsledder Alana Myers-Taylor, elected to be the flag bearer for the United States at the closing ceremonies in Beijing, Friday competed in the opener of the two-women bobsled competition. Myers-Taylor finished in third place with teammate Sylvia Hoffman after the first two heats. Men's ice hockey, a thriller in the semifinals. Russian Olympic Committee and Sweden were tied after regulation and a 10-minute overtime, where both teams only had three skaters. So they went to a shootout, and it was extended to the eighth round before the Russians won it and moved into the gold medal game against Finland, which earlier shut out Slovakia. Jared Max, Fox News.
I'm Roger Stern, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.